Isolated in Africa, the indigo peoples, like the red man, received little or none of the race elevation which would have been derived from the infusion of the Adamic stock. Alone in Africa, the indigo race made little advancement until the days of Orvenin, when they experienced a great spiritual awakening. While they later almost entirely forgot the God of Gods proclaimed by Orvenin, they did not entirely lose the desire to worship the unknown. At least they maintained a form of worship up to a few thousand years ago.